Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I declare open the 81st session of the Working Party on the program plan and the program performance, and I would like to welcome you all to this virtual session. First and foremost, I wish to thank the Working Party for having elected me to the post of the chairperson of the 81st session. I look forward to the work that we shall complete together over the coming days. Let us turn to item number 2, adoption of the agenda and organization of work. The provisional agenda for the session containing TD-B-WP-307 was adopted by a silence procedure which ended this morning at 9:30. Organization of work. As we all know, the Working Party has considered one substantive item, which is item number 3. Review of the draft ANCTAD Program Plan and Performance Information for the year 2022, Part 2 of the proposed program budget. The Working Party is called to submit its report to the 70th Executive Session of the Trade and Development Board, scheduled from 3 to 5 February 2021. A program has been circulated to all delegations in order to guide us in our work and facilitate the preparation of the substantive part of our report. We shall, as much as possible, follow this program and make every effort to use the conference resources most efficiently and effectively. It goes without saying that if we do get ahead of our schedule, I expect that we will immediately start our discussion on the next item, in this case, the sub-programs. We have at our disposal 3 working days to complete our task, approve the main documents under consideration. As we are meeting in a virtual format, interpretation service will be available from 10 a.m. to 12 and from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. As indicated in the schedule of the meeting, we will start with an opening statement by Ms. Isabel Duran, Deputy Secretary General of ANCTAD. This will be followed by general statements by regional groups and member states. After that, we will convert the session into an informal session. If time permits, we will start the consideration of the program plan, starting with remarks by Mr. Adnan Issa. We will consider the program plan sub-program by sub-program, and we will invite member states to make comments or ask questions. Representatives from each division will be on standby to answer your questions. Once the Working Party has gone through all the sub-programs, the Secretariat will revise the conference room paper, CRP, based on your comments. The Working Party will then be invited to review the revised text and approve it. I expect to finish the presentations and Q&As on the sub-programs, if not by this afternoon, at least by tomorrow morning. This should leave us enough time to consider the revised CRP. I also plan to prepare a short draft with agreed conclusions for your review and adoption. Under item 4, I plan to circulate draft agenda for the 82nd session of the Working Party for your review and approval. I hope this organization of work is agreeable to all. I see no objection, so it is so decided. Before I invite the Deputy Secretary General of ANCTAD, I wanted to recall that on 22nd October 2020, members of the Trade and Development Board adopted agreed conclusions as an outcome of preparatory session of the Working Party, which was held in October. A copy of these agreed conclusions was circulated to member states on Friday and uploaded on the delegates portal. As agreed, these agreed conclusions will be included in the report of the 81st session as an adopted outcome. It now gives me a great pleasure to invite Ms. Isabel Duran, Deputy Secretary General of ANCTAD, to make an introductory statement. Ms. Duran, you have the floor.